USA News, I'm Lance Pry. More flight cancellations today in the USA. Most from carrier Southwest Air to the tune of 2,400 on Thursday. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says he's telling Southwest Air to take care of the people that were left hanging by the airline.
When you're in the situation and the airline is responsible, which is clearly the case right now, then you can get those kinds of vouchers for hotels, restaurants. But what I talked about with the Southwest CEO is that a passenger shouldn't have to request that. They need to be proactively offering that. He pledged that they would.
The Russian invasion into Ukraine is not going well for their troops. As a result, a drunken Russian soldier conscript in President Vladimir Putin's mobilization allegedly beat one of his officers to death while on a troop train. That's according to Russia media reports. The intoxicated soldier was taken into custody after the December 23rd incident in the vicinity of Chelyabinsk in southern Russia. Staying with the war, Russia has just launched a new round of missile strikes aimed at targets across Ukraine. Ukraine's armed forces said 69 missiles were fired by Russia. 54 of them were downed by Ukrainian air defenses. Their military is saying the enemy keeps resorting to missile terror against peaceful citizens of Ukraine. End quote. The city of Jackson, Mississippi continues to struggle with their water infrastructure. Low water pressure throughout the city is a result of a hard freeze that left broken pipes throughout the water system. The city remains under a local state of emergency. Dive and rescue crews in Mojave County, Arizona have found the body of a missing kayaker after his boat capsized on Lake Havasu on Tuesday during bad weather. Sheriff's deputies had been called to the tragedy after people reported seeing a person in the water yelling for help. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited-time offer. You have to sign up before December 31st. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A shortage of commercial airlines in the world has repercussions in the USA.
The sky-high airfares that people have complained bitterly about for the past few months are here to stay because the world is running desperately short on airplanes. Supply chain constraints mean new planes on order by companies like United Airlines likely won't be delivered for years down the runway. Boeing and Airbus, pretty much the only two companies supplying passenger jets, are sold out of their most popular single-aisle models through at least 2029. I'm Victoria Idoni.
The United States will require travelers from China to submit to a negative COVID-19 test beginning January 5th. Government officials say they're concerned about the rapid spread of the virus that causes COVID-19 in China, which increases the potential for new variants here in America. Looters in Buffalo, New York are being hunted by the police.
Recovery efforts continue in western New York after a deadly winter storm hit over the Christmas weekend, killing at least 34 people. Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown says police will make arrests related to winter storm break-ins.
We have experienced looting in the city of Buffalo that we are taking extremely seriously. The Buffalo Police Department has established an anti-looting detail.
Flooding also a concern as the snow begins to melt. I'm Tim Berg.
I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
I hate the struggle of tough, greasy messes on my stovetop. So I just freak, wipe, and I'm done.
When I'm frustrated with stubborn bathtub soap scum, I just freak, wipe, and I'm done.
Mr. Clean Clean Freak delivers an innovative cleaning experience with a powerful deep cleaning mist that starts working on contact to break down tough messes in seconds.
Just freak, wipe,